the Potting Bench Diaries. The weather this week has been utterly glorious, in the most part, with temperatures reaching 20 plus degrees some of the days, and Monday in particular was a scorcher. This, thankfully, has meant that certain parts of the garden have kicked into life after what has felt like the longest spring ever. The tulips really have pretty much gone now, with actually just the one pot of ballerina left. But that's enough mourning over the tulips, let's move on to some even more exciting things. I dabbled with the idea of planting the dahlias out this weekend, and despite there really being no signs of frost on the horizon, I've still not done it. Over on Twitter, I asked everyone if they'd planted out their dahlias yet, and it was a mixed bag of yes weeks ago and no, not just yet, and I'm firmly in the second camp. One of the main reasons is that I've been ever so torn on how to support them. I know that they won't need any support for a long time yet, but I'm one for the long-term planning, and knowing what I'm doing before I do it is usually a must in the garden. Usually. But I've now not really got any excuses at all, as I finally settled on a way to support them thanks to Plant Supports UK. I've been talking to Jamie and his family for a while now, and after some back and forth on which supports I needed the most, I'm now the proud owner of 20 wonderful supports for the dahlias. These are not only functional, but I also think that they look rather smart in the garden too. That said, they'll be covered in beautiful blooms and foliage in no time, fingers crossed. These are going to last me for years to come, and they're an invaluable tool when it comes to giving your big blooms, such as dahlias, the support that they need to grow. A few weeks ago, I mentioned a canny little way that I'm growing our foxgloves this year due to the lack of border space in the shade, and it's time for a wee update. As aforementioned, the only space that we have in our garden that's in the shade, or kind of dappled shade, currently is covered in slate chippings. So, to make the most of the space, I've planted out 20 foxgloves that I've grown from seed into individual large pots and placed them here. I did this last year too, but on a much smaller scale, so this should be a sight to behold once they flower later this year. And finally, I launched something new this week, and I hope that you'll take a look. I've started a Patreon page, which is going to be full to the brim with exclusive content and behind the scenes footage and photos from events, shows, nursery tours, and much more. And you'll get early access to podcast episodes and guest announcements way ahead of everyone else. Not only that, but you'll also be able to submit questions to ask my guests on the podcast, and you'll get a shout out during the episode too. This is a way for me to share really unique content with the most loyal and hardcore supporters out there. So check it out now at patreon.com/viewfromthepottingbench. And while I mention podcasts, the latest episode is now live, and this is a banger, as I'm joined by writer, broadcaster and storyteller Alice Vincent. Alice began her career with music journalism before making a gear shift towards gardening, and in this conversation we discuss exactly why that happened. This is technically the last guest episode of the season, but fear not, I'll be back with a couple of quite unique conversations very, very soon. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening to my daddy's podcast. See you soon.